Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Kimberly McWaters, the CEO of Universal Technical Institute. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, and the ticker symbol is UTI. And Universal Technical Institute is a provider of post-secondary education for students that are seeking careers as either professional automotive, diesel, collision repair, motorcycle, and marine technicians. Thanks for joining us today, Kimberly.
Happy to do so.
Great. Now, talk about your recent Q3 fiscal results for which saw a turnaround on the bottom line.
Yes, we were very pleased with our third quarter results. Our revenues were $87.9 million, up roughly 9% over the prior year. That was largely driven by an increase in our average student population of about 10%. Net income for the quarter was $1.9 million, or 8 cents per diluted share, and that was compared to a 3 cent loss last year for the same quarter. So we made significant progress in the quarter and are very happy with the results.
Great. And you also recently renewed your training agreement with Mercedes-Benz and also announced a technician trading program.
Yes, we're very fortunate to have a number of relationships with leading OEMs and automotive and both diesel manufacturers, and have had a long-term relationship with Mercedes-Benz. Renewed that relationship just recently, to your point, announcing an elective program that will be offered one at one location on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, and certainly all of our students are eligible for this program. What this program allows for is the top students in UTI's programs, once they've completed prerequisites, they can select to get into the manufacturer program sponsored by Mercedes-Benz, and as they matriculate through that program, they earn credits, credentials, if you will, that qualify them inside of the Mercedes-Benz network and their dealerships, giving those who hire them an understanding of what their skill level is. So they go in with the highest level of training that you can get basically in any post-secondary training institution. Mercedes-Benz training programs are at this point exclusive to UTI, not contractually, but we are the only provider of this type of training.
Good. And so the company does post-secondary. Talk about some of the, I guess, the different levels of education that you provide. You provide undergraduate, diploma, as well as certificate programs?
Yes, I'd say that the majority of our programs are certificate and diploma. There is an associate's degree available at our Arizona campus. So the vast majority of our students are, again, focused in the fields that you spoke of at the beginning of this interview. And the students who complete the core program do have the opportunity to participate in manufacturer-specific programs that we call graduate-level programs. And again, these are the best of the best students getting into these programs with leading OEMs such as Audi and BMW and Porsche, et cetera. And it's really a great thing for these students because the manufacturers are effectively paying for their education. So once they complete the UTI core programs, they're eligible to get into these programs sponsored by the OEMs. And when they graduate, they're hired by the dealers. And the commitment for essentially free training is to agree to work for that dealer or brand for a period of a year.
Okay. And so talk about some of the trends right now in the market as far as, you know, education, post-secondary. And I guess the you know, the overall job market. How well positioned is UTI to capitalize on some of those emerging trends?
Well, certainly we've seen really strong performance by the entire education sector. It does tend to be counter-cyclical. So as unemployment increases, people reconsider their current state in life, and many do go back to school to further their education. And UTI has been no exception and has benefited from those trends, and we believe will continue to for some time, given the high levels of unemployment currently. I think what's unique to UTI has certainly been the focus on the automotive industry in general with dealership consolidations. And I think there has been some concern that it could impact our employment opportunities for our graduates. And I'm pleased to say that for the last decade, we've graduated over 70% of the students who start school with us. We place about 90% of those. And while we're tracking a little bit behind normal, better than 85% of our students are still getting jobs in the fields for which they trained, which is a pretty high mark. So when you think about the dealerships who are consolidating, we do see changes in the landscape out there with a shift going more to the automotive aftermarket. But the reality is dealership jobs account for only 25% of all auto diesel technicians. So our students continue to be able to find jobs, and UTI's employment services team has adjusted to the end markets. And in the end, as the chaos starts to dissolve and the dust settles, we think it's actually going to be a very good thing for the industry and our graduates.
Certainly a good answer and some very key points. And in terms of, now, maybe it's a hard question to gauge, but how many competitors would you say that you have, and what makes UTI, what makes the company unique from other players in your sector?
Well, that's a very good question. The competitors, we have like for-profit competitors that are publicly held, as well as some small local or regional players that are privately owned. We also compete with the community colleges across the United States. And then I'd say more indirect competitors would be the military and even the job market for young adult males. What makes us unique compared to the community college system and other like for-profit training companies is our relationship with the OEMs. We have really taken a different approach and recognize industry or the employers as our primary customer. And so their needs drive our recruitment strategies, our educational offerings, as well as our placement opportunities. And we believe with that focus, it's really created unique opportunities for our students to get the best type of jobs out there and to really have an edge on the competition entering, the workforce as an entry-level technician. UTI has a number of leading OEMs, the five major motorcycle manufacturers, including, in addition, BMW, and then on the automotive side has several, Audi, BMW, Ford, Toyota, Mercedes, Nissan, International on the truck side. There's just a number of these OEMs that we are the only school that they have partnered with, and we're very proud of that because we believe we create an on-ramp for these students through these relationships that they can't get from other providers.
Good. So what do you say in terms of the way the company works within the industry, that alliances and partnerships are a very important part of your business model?
I would say that it's a very important part of the business model, in that certainly having those leading brands on our marquee or endorsing and supporting our education really validates the quality of training that we have. And it's not only in the auto and diesel side, motorcycle as well, and then NASCAR. One of our brands is NASCAR Tech. So I think that those are important in terms of bringing a high level of credibility to Universal Technical Institute, Motorcycle Mechanics Institute, and NASCAR Tech, which are all of our brands. But at the same time, the revenue associated with the corporate training programs is a relatively small percentage, less than 5% with the graduate level training programs. But you can imagine the draw that it creates for the elective programs, as well as the opportunity to get into these manufacturer programs for students considering a career in this field.
Great. And perhaps you can walk us through your background experience, Kimberly, as well as some of the key management team.
Sure. I am fortunate enough to have been at the company for 25 years, and my background has primarily been on the sales and marketing side of the business in strategy, really, again, focusing on the development of some of these relationships with OEMs. And I took over the role of president in February of 2000 and then was named CEO in October of 2003, right before we took the company public in December. And if you looked at our management team, I'd say that we have a pretty diverse group of senior executives coming from other industries beyond education, which I think is very important given that education and all other businesses continue to reevaluate and reinvent themselves, and having a diverse experience outside of the education arena is really helping UTI invent itself, key business processes, and developing people.
Great. Now, what specific goals and or what milestones does the management team hope to accomplish over the next year?
Well, at this point, we're not giving guidance for next year, but I can talk in broad terms, and that is to continue to improve our marketing and sales effort, to grow the number of applications or contracts, as we refer to them, so students making application to go to UTI. We're certainly focused on improving the show rate, which is the number of students who, once make application, actually show up to school and start on their scheduled date. We're looking at increasing the number of starts that we have, which ultimately drives an increase in our average student population, improving utilization rates across our 10 campuses. Key inside of our fiscal year 2010 is the opening of our new Dallas Metro campus, as well as the launch of a large curriculum transformation project that will start next summer as well. So we've got a lot of things going on here and a lot of exciting things for that.
Certainly. And so in terms of investors, Kimberly, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
I think that they understand the direction of the company and where we're at. We've been in a turnaround for a couple of years, so at this point in time, I think the investors are beginning to see that what we've been working on is actually working, and we saw evidence of that inside of this quarter. So, yes, I think they understand where we're headed now.
And once again, joining us today is Kimberly McWaters, CEO and President of Universal Technical Institute. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is UTI. And currently trading at $19.32 a share. And before we conclude, Kimberly, what are some of the key reasons why the company represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I certainly think the brand name. We are the leading brand and significantly larger in terms of a number of other competitors. Again, thinking about the relationships that we do enjoy, and the fact that unless cars, trucks, bikes, and boats are going to be shipped overseas to be serviced, there's always going to be a need for technician. And we are the leading provider of such. So I think as long as we continue to build on what we've been known for the past 40-some-odd years, meet the needs of our employers, and deliver education in a way that is appealing to our students, it's a winning combination for a long time.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, as well as to report on your progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Well, I appreciate it as well, and have a good afternoon.